Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today. What is today? I don't even know. It's Tuesday the 16th, 17th, whatever.
17th.
How's your day going, Tyler?
It's going well.
Yeah?
Sorry, I was distracted by looking at the calendar, and then I had a huge urge right at the beginning to grab the mic and move it, because I didn't move it at all, but
you
I'm not going
it. You
to.
Can move no, it if you'd like now. We can just tell the listeners to plug their ears.
I refuse. I'm trying to fight the urge.
All right.
But my gut was to grab the mic because it's slightly out of my comfort area.
Is that better?
No, I wanted it closer.
But
in this room. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It was just a personal issue that I am projecting now outward that I'm going to have to get over.
Excellent.
So, yes. My day's been going swell. Nothing too exciting. Took a very nice shower today. It was one of those showers that just, it was nice.
Excellent.
I know that sounds really random, but I remember just like, it was relaxing because I was listening to things, like I was listening to podcasts and stuff like that, and I just was like, I zoned out in the shower and just was like, It was nice.
What podcast were you listening to?
I was listening to Adam Carolla.
I liked that podcast a lot.
It was funny.
He's funny.
It was him and Mr. Drew.
Mr. Drew?
Yeah. He's not my doctor, so he's Mr.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
Yeah, it happens.
All right, that works. I started listening to your Sex with Emily podcast.
Oh, yes.
She's actually kind of entertaining.
She's funny. She disappeared for a while on the podcast area. And that was when we moved, and so I haven't listened to her in a while.
She came out with an iPhone app.
She did.
Which I was thinking about, you know, what if we came out with an app? How fun would that be?
It would be a good time. How difficult is it to make an iPhone app?
I have no idea. I think it'd be easier just to hire someone to do it.
Then you have to pay that person.
Yeah, but you can pay him like $10.
I
don't think it's that hard.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
is there that? I mean, I don't have an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not well knowledgeable in this department. But is there a lot of sex apps?
They just started allowing, like,
adult content.
There's a lot of, now that they have started adding them in, like, there's a lot of, like, random ones, like, pictures of guys in Speedos, or, you know, Bikini Babe of the Day, and it's, like, interesting, but I don't know if there are any actual, like, I mean, there's a couple of fitness ones that are alright, but all of them just focus on calories, and, like, that's about it, you know?
Do any of them give you a workout to do that day?
I think there's iFit or something like that. But yeah. Then there's the CrossFit workout of the day.
Oh.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Sounds good.
Again, all it is an RSS feed to the CrossFit.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Oh. Because if you go to CrossFit.com, one of the first things is workout of the day. So all they do is just pretty much copy and paste that onto an iPhone app. So, yeah, pretty great. What'd you think of the fights the other night?
The UFC fights, they were okay. And then there was the Pacquiao fight. I heard he just dominated.
Right. You know, because I was thinking about it. I wonder the cash difference. You know, like how many viewers there were for the Pacquiao fight.
I've not seen anything in the realm of ratings yet for the UFC fight, which I normally do through my random web searches to find out what, you know, their ratings were. And it's roughly $50 per thing.
Uh-huh.
I do know that they set a European record on attendance.
Uh-huh.
So that would maybe show that it was a event.
Okay. Let's see.
You're looking.
I'm looking it up because I think this is kind of interesting. And the fights were pretty good. There are some really good fights. Like, even though the Couture fight wasn't like action-packed, it was a good fight.
Yeah, as long it wasn't as, you know, action-packed as somebody might want it, per se. But it was a good fight that, I mean, I was worried at moments of it for either one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, there were moments when Randy almost got, like, knocked out, or at least TKO'd. And there were moments when, you know, what's his name? The other guy that I hate.
Brandon Vera.
Vera. You know, was about to get TKO'd or submitted or taken down. And, I mean, it was definitely a technical fight.
No, yeah.
I liked that aspect of it. But who else fought that was... Oh, the guy with the mohawk? I liked him.
Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Was it Matt Hardy?
Dan Hardy
is his name,
I liked... Because he's, like... He was just stalking the entire time. Like, just kind of always... I don't know. I liked the way he fought.
He was good. He's going to fight GSP in March now.
That's going to be a good
fight.
Actually,
they're thinking that he and GSP are going to be the
tag team?
No. Are going to be the coaches of the Knicks Ultimate Fighter.
That would be good.
And then do that as the Ultimate Fighter finale coach.
That'd be really good. I would almost get cable for that.
Let's see what else was there. There's Mike Bisping, and I can't stand him.
I hate Bisping. For all of you who don't watch UFC, he's like just a cocky old jerk. Like, yeah, I just hate him.
He got fight of the night.
That was a terrible fight.
It was. I really think it is. This is my conspiracy theory, so take it or leave it. I literally think it's because he is the most popular fighter in UK.
Okay.
You know, like, GSP is Canada. You know, like, America has, you know, Randy Couture. Hawaii has BJ Penn. So, like, each, and, like, Brazil has Anderson Silva and Shogun and Machito and, like, those guys. The only real, like, UK fighter is Mike Bisping.
Yeah.
And so...
And then, Dan Hardy's coming up.
So, I feel that they are progressing him.
Uh-huh. Just to keep the market there.
The market there, because if he loses...
It's, yeah, game over.
You've now, it's a weird situation. Yeah. And I also think that he could also have a perspective of in the ring presence and behind the scenes presence, whereas behind the scenes presence is he's not a douchebag.
Right.
Because in front of the camera and in the ring, he comes completely off as a douchebag.
Oh, yeah. I want to see him lose. Every time he walks into the ring.
So, yeah, I'm intrigued because there's been, or like, they were talking about how it was his best fight, you know, up to date.
Really?
Well, he's lost twice, and the two people he's lost to have lost to everybody they fought that's somebody. So, I mean, he's fought against Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson.
I like
that. And those are his two losses.
Right.
Rashad Evans loses to everybody. Well, no, he was actually he just lost to Machida.
Right. Is he fighting Rampage soon?
He's supposed to fight Rampage soon.
Oh, but Rampage has that
he's
movie.
He's now doing the movie. And it's just this weird chain of events where I don't feel like Rashad Evans is that good. I think he just got a shot because he was at the right place at the right time.
Right.
And then Dan Henderson, I like as a person, but he's not that good either.
No.
He's kind of like, they call them the gatekeepers if you aren't involved in MMA. Where, like, there's a, you know, a ranking system and whatnot. And so, if you beat this person that is consistently good, then that's the gatekeeper to now you're the upper echelon.
Right. You can then have a chance to win
the championship. You're now in the top 5 to 10.
Right.
Where Dan Henderson is that guy that hangs out in the, like,
middle
15 to 9 ratio.
Uh-huh.
And so if you beat him, you're now in the top 10. And Michael Bisping has lost to both those guys that I consider being
right
there on the threshold of not top 10 people.
Right.
So I'm not sold on his greatness and whatnot. So no.
I hope Dan Hardy becomes more of a figure so that they can let Bisping drop, you know?
Well, they're not going to let him drop.
I mean, but, you know, like, let the natural course happen.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But the only other reason why they won't let him drop is they're different weight classes.
Okay.
If they were in the same weight class, oh, for sure, I would love to watch. But I just don't see Bisping.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'll give you that. I hate the guy. Like, no, I don't hate him as a person, but I just hate him as a fighter and the way he acts.
Yeah, I don't like him in the cage. I also found it very odd after he won, he brought his son into the cage.
And then
like wrestled with him.
Yeah, and had his son tap him out.
Yeah, it was a weird event, and I just don't get that
mentality.
That mindset of he was psyched out before the match. Like, you could tell he was going in for blood, kind of a thing.
Right, because
he got knocked out last time.
Yeah, like hard.
Yeah, and there was a time that he got hit during this fight that looked like great. It's gonna do it again, kind of a concept. And then to bring your son in there, it's just weird. Michael Bisping and Dennis Krog, I think, was the guy that he fought. They got fight of the night. The submission of the night and the knockout of the night.
Knockout of that, was a good one.
No. There was a better one in the prelim card that nobody saw.
Oh.
But if you can search for it on the internet, so I have not searched for it yet. The guy, my guy that I work out with in the morning was talking to me about it today. And he basically said that if you watch it, the guy gets a spinning heel kick to the stomach. So the guy spins around, kicks him in the stomach, and the guy throws up. And the guy like just starts throwing up. Go to MMAFrenzy.com.
Okay.
And then somewhere like one of the first five postings of that blog will say like Bisping and Krimen Fight of the Night, or like it'll name off like the four people that won it.
Okay.
Down.
Okay.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar is like dying.
Yeah, he has like some his mono or something.
No, he's got some illness that's even worse than that.
Oh, so Rashad's fighting Thiago Silva now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then George St. Pierre and Dan Hardy, they're going to be the coaches more than likely. Get past that one. This one.
There's been King Silver.
So it's the Silver, I think, is the guy that kicked.
This is funny.
But yeah.
Okay, so we'll watch this.
I feel like you and I are just having our conversation that we'd have like at any other time right now, even though we are podcasting.
That's true.
Oh well,
I'm okay with that because you know what, like a lot of people, I feel like this is going to be a competition that people are going to be watching more and more, or at least hearing about more and more. So even if our listeners aren't interested in MMA, at least you have something smart to say. You know, like, oh, I don't like Bisping because Keon doesn't like Bisping and Tyler doesn't like Bisping, or Randy Couture, best fighter ever.
Yeah, if you ever get in an MMA conversation with anybody, just be like, you know what? At the end of the day, my favorite's Randy Couture. And that person automatically will respect you and not worry about anything that you say.
Exactly.
And it's one of those, like, if you were to say, like, other people, people always seem to have an opinion.
I do like Anderson Silva, though. I love... And I mean, but I think he's definitely the future of the of it.
Anderson Silva is a great fighter, different weight class. But the thing that's interesting about Anderson Silva is that a lot of people, his wins have been controversial because they're not flashy or there's just been like random things, which I'm fine with. But to people that are in it for just the knockout and the blood and the guts of it, they sometimes are like, oh, I hate that guy because the. You know, I spent $50 and he was the main card and, you know, those kind of a thing.
Okay.
So, he sometimes gets weird grief. You could easily say GSP.
Yeah, I do like him.
A lot of people like George St. Pierre.
I hate, you could even say BJ Penn, but you would get made fun of.
People respect you if you like BJ Penn, but you have to know who he is.
Right.
And know a little bit. Oh, we're gonna watch it.
I think we might watch it. So you guys we'll put this up if it's good. If not,
it's
then,
good video. If it's you just click on that.
Oh, well, there's an advertisement. I hate that. Close you out. Stop.
Oh, it's the rollover kind.
I know.
Go to the left.
Yeah, there we go.
Click on that blue thing.
Okay. Oh, sorry. This is just
MMA Core.
Ooh,
that looks intense.
I got a little advertisement. Close that.
Close to play. This is like watching.
Oh, it's okay. So we're. We're gonna pause that, let that load a little bit so it doesn't get all funky. But let's get into today's topic and we'll come back to this.
Oh, okay, it's 20 minutes long. Okay.
Okay, so we'll, so maybe we won't post this.
Maybe we won't.
We probably won't.
We'll, so if we watch it and we like it, I'll throw it up as a link at the end of the blog.
Alright, so today we are talking about, besides MMA, we were talking about running.
Yeah, our 10-minute rant on MMA.
You know what? People can deal with that.
Oh, wow. It was a 15-minute rant. Okay, continue.
I figured that was going to take up a good chunk. So, usually when people get involved in fitness, they jump straight into running. What they do not say is like, hey, yes. I want to get fit. I'm going to start running.
Yes, I see that quite often.
Right. And that is not a bad first instinct. I mean, the human body, no matter what jackass doctor tells you, it was made to run. There's a book about it, and we were actually, our physiology is really, really good at running.
I would think so. I mean, it's a great, I mean, if you get into the evolution concept of it, running is a great defense.
Absolutely. And we're,
if you can run, you can get away from a lot of things.
And the thing is, we're not the fastest, but we're an endurance animal. We can run. I mean, the cool thing is, like, an endurance kill, like, we've talked about this, for an animal, takes about 3 hours. The average marathon time is 3 hours.
An endurance kill.
Yeah, what they do, this is the coolest thing. They'll chase down an animal until it dies. Instead of throwing spears at it and whatever, because there's this gap between hunter and gatherer where we're eating meat.
Yeah.
But people didn't know why. It's like when we, if you follow evolutionary theory or whatever, it's the time when we went from on all fours to when we got upright that we started just chasing things down until they died. And it's crazy idea. And it, like, there's actual proof of this. It's crazy cool. So we were at, like, the reason that people are getting so injured now, though, is because most people run really, really bad. Like, they are not good at running, like, form-wise. And so that's, I think, one thing to think about when you first start running. Just don't jump right into it and start sprinting your ass off. Like take a second and well, I guess listen to this out first off, and we'll talk about, let's get into form a little bit. So, what do you think that's the first big mistake people make when they run is?
I would say the first main mistake, and I would say this is a consistent with any exercise, is that they don't breathe.
Very true.
A lot of people, like, a lot of times, I mean, I'm a stickler to it myself, like, I do it, is that you don't breathe normal, or you do a weird holding of your breath, or you breathe too much, and I find it's easier if you just kind of keep a consistent in, out,
right,
in, out.
And for what, when you're running, I think one thing to pay attention to is foot strikes while you breathe. So play around with it, but it's usually, for me, I go 1, 2, 3 for inhale, 1, 2, 3 for exhale.
Okay.
That's how I like to do it. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 2, depending on my speed.
I mean, not going to be, I'll be completely truthful on this. I'm not a runner. Uh-huh. I can't stand running. I'd rather pretty much do any other kind of cardio in the world, but I'm a swimmer.
Right.
That's exactly how swimming works. It's one stroke, two stroke, three breathe. One, two, three, breathe.
Right.
So that's, I never put it into that correlation.
Yeah. And continue. So I think it's really, that's a really good way to go. Also with running, a lot of people just go for, because to get speed, there is two variables that you can mess with.
Okay.
There's this distance of, there's your stride length, so how big your step is, and then there's your stride frequency. Right? So immediately, everyone always starts off with a low stride frequency and a high stride length. So they're taking these long, long steps that don't happen very often. And with the running shoes that we currently have, that's how it feels good to run. But go running barefoot, and that will hurt your heel in about 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That makes complete sense.
Right. Because you're stopping with your heel. Your heel, when you run, should be used as a brake. That's it. You should be hitting with your midfoot and your toe, and that's about it. Your heel hits the ground, but there's not a lot of weight on it. As far as your stride per minute goes, you should be having 180 foot strikes a minute. Yeah, that's a lot. So it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So one way to get your stride frequency down is to hop on a treadmill and warm up, do your normal thing, and then start jogging, and for 20 seconds, count how many times your right foot hits the ground. And it should be about 30. So within 20 seconds, your right foot should strike the ground about 30 times.
Okay.
Because that, then you multiply that by
two,
or by three, so that's, you know,
You have to multiply.
So it's 20, 20, 20.
So three. You have to divide it, times it by two.
Then times it by two. So.
So you could times it by two. Then either then way you look at it, you're timesing it by two. Then times.
So that's why that makes sense.
Would you then just could you just times it by six though?
Yes. Yeah, you could just multiply it by six.
You could just do it by six.
But it's. I mean, you just that, you don't need to. You just as long as you hit get 30-foot strikes in 20 seconds, you don't have to do the math. You're fine. So that's what I recommend to get your gate down first, is just get that going. Another thing that I see people do when they run is they'll sit their butt backwards, like they're almost sitting into a chair. That makes sense? They're bending at their waist as opposed to somewhere else. And then running, posture is really, really important. Like staying up as tall as you can. And it's almost like you want to tip forward from your ankle, and that's what causes you to run, is that your foot is just catching you almost. So you're not like boosting off the ground. You're just kind of catching yourself.
Yeah.
Just do. Really nice and easy.
Often I've seen the, I think it's more of the roadrunner approach, where you lead with your head.
Uh-huh.
Like that's yeah, kind of what you're like, talking yeah. about with the squat, like the sticking your butt out. Right? Uh-huh. It's the roadrunner approach.
Exactly. Yeah, they kind of, and I mean, if you're doing this long stride, it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's how you would kind of run, because you're just kind of, you know, funkily going along. Funkily?
Yeah. Funkily. That was a Tyler word.
It was a Tyler word. I need to make some new friends.
Funkily.
That's
awesome.
So, we got your breathing, we got your strides per minute, we got your posture. So your core is really tight, and you're just falling forward again. As far as, let's see, so what other things do people do that's wrong?
Their hands.
Oh.
I think the hand, I mean, this isn't wrong or right. Uh-huh. I just think it's annoying when people run with their hands right by their side.
Oh, it's actually wrong.
Okay, good.
Because what happens
is. It just looks annoying.
Is, if you use your hands, you're getting you're twisting the little facet joints in your spine, help it, and then if you get that torsion all the way down to your hips. Torsion is another word for twisting. Yeah, okay, you gave me this look like...
For some reason, the yawns just hit me. So, like, I was just trying to close my eyes so that I wouldn't yawn.
Oh.
And that, instead of a look of, oh, Keon, you're trying to be smart again. I knew what you were talking about. And I thought that the people... I mentally went, I'm sure the people in the world know that too.
Okay. Just for as a side note, when people hear the word yawn, they're very likely to yawn. Like, the word yawn is very, very powerful. So I'm hoping that some people in this last minute have yawned or are going to yawn within the next 20 seconds. Yawn.
Okay.
So you get that extra twisting in your spine when you use your arms, because then you're kind of, you're going through. You shouldn't be like, you know, throwing your shoulders.
You're not doing a full body twist kind of a thing.
And that little extra rotation, because it's just that energy goes down your hips.
It's like a weird bob twist.
Exactly, and it helps your legs go forward and backwards. So that's nice,
right? I say yawn again.
I know, right? Yawning is powerful.
Stop saying
it. I've had to like forcibly stop myself from yawning.
Because if you start yawning while I'm yawning, then it's just dead air.
Then we're just yawning. Having a yawn fest. Also, this is my pet peeve. Is people send their feet out to the side or in.
Okay. People that's just weird foot placement that I think people either A, aren't aware that they do, or two, don't care.
Right. And you should care, because that's where every single one of your injuries is going to come from, is your foot being in the wrong place. So when you run, make sure your feet are pointing straight forward and pretend like you're on train tracks. I like to run to the side of the road or the trail so that if my feet are wrong, then I'll either step on the grass or it'll feel weird. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
So I know my right foot likes to turn out a lot more than my left foot. So I'll run on the right side of the trail, and if I run off the trail, then I know.
That makes complete sense. That is one thing that my body naturally goes straight. I don't have much of a deviation.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a yay me.
Yeah. I'm
better than you.
You have a high arch and all that.
I do.
Oh, here comes a sneeze. Keep talking.
Wait for it. Yeah!
Woo!
Didn't get the yawn, but I got a sneeze.
That's intense. That was a good one, too. Look at that. Intense. Look at that sound wave.
That's a spike of knowledge.
So, one thing that people also do that is frustrating is they'll push themselves. Like, it's this too much too fast. mentality, and they'll just go, I'm going to run 4 miles, or I'm going to run a mile for some people, and that might not be appropriate for you. So so it's either you have too long of a distance that you're going for, or your pace is too fast.
Okay.
So that 180 strides per minute is regardless of speed. So even if you're going at a walking pace while you're running, your strides per minute should stay the same.
I should have counted how many yawns I did this.
That was like 4.
I know.
Or 5. So, and as you get faster, then you slowly increase the length of your strides. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So instead of increasing your strides per minute to get faster, you increase the length of your strides. So there you go.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. And so if you're getting tired, then just lean backwards a little bit more, you know, and don't go as fast when you're, and you'll find a good speed for you. We'll talk about this on Friday. We'll talk, when we're talking about embarrassment and things. Just don't judge yourself. Like I was out today, in the hills, and there was some walkers that I had to have, like, just because the hill was too steep. So I just had to, I was like, screw it. No one's around. I'm just gonna go walk up this hill because it is way too steep for me to jog. So
it makes complete sense. Yeah. I would walk as well.
Yeah. One thing I wouldn't do is join a running club right off the bat.
No.
Because those people run a lot and they run really fast.
Kind of what I like, you're talking about the running pace of yourself and that kind of thing. I kind of picture it like an alcoholic. Uh-huh. Go with me on this.
Okay.
This
imagery, I won't question.
On this imagery. So, like, you know, if you're an alcoholic, you drink every day and right. you're going 100,000% kind of a thing. And then you get sober. You're clean for 10, 20 years, whatever it is. And then when you fall back off the wagon kind of a uh-huh. thing. Often that's what kills the person because it goes straight back to drinking how uh-huh. they used to 10 to 20 years ago.
Right.
And so it's that, yeah, you also be aware of that if, okay, I used to run track when I was right. in high school and now I'm 45.
Your body
pace yourself.
Right.
Like, you're not going to be that good.
Pretend like you had left a car in your garage for 30 years or whatever. You're not going to go race that car right off the bat. You're going to start slow. You're going to see what issues it has. Same thing with your body.
Yeah, and it's funny how...
5 or 6 yawns. So,
what would make me yawn so much?
You're a sleepy boy.
I'm not, though.
You didn't take your afternoon nap.
I didn't need it today. I don't feel tired.
Weird.
I know.
Did you have any caffeine?
I did.
Weird. Huh. Go figure.
I've had actually quite a lot. I've had some green tea today. I had a couple of supplements that have some caffeine in it.
Interesting.
It's very odd. Very odd.
Very odd.
But yeah, I think that just be aware. Don't go 100% first time out.
Right. Like, seriously, like, just go to where your body tells you and then stop. You know, don't feel like you have to hit a goal. Like, for me, when I first got into running, I didn't even wear my time watch. You know, I just put my iPod in, and I judge my runs, the length of my runs, by how many songs I listen to on my iPod.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, okay, now I'm at now 6 songs instead of 2, you know? And just go. Like, start with a nice warm-up. Don't even worry about your pace. Just focus on your posture and your foot strikes a minute. And that'll be really what's kind of important to me.
I concur.
Fantastic. So, if you are a runner and you think we messed up, send us an email and we'll talk about it. Or if you have any questions, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Also,
yes,
if you're a member to our newsletter, you could email us directly at our Ning website.
Yes, go to our profile pages and just pop us a comment there.
Also, hope you enjoyed the videos.
Oh yeah, we posted the videos yesterday. Well, today for us, yesterday for you.
But yeah,
they're pretty good.
There's the 15, 30, and 60 for the Ning people of our Ning, and all those are good. They're funny and whatnot. And if you're a part of our Facebook or if you go on YouTube, we have put just a small 15-minute body weight workout for you.
Which we'll kick
minglings butt. That decided not to join our newsletter. We thought right. we'd at least be somewhat nice, even though you're lame.
Right. But it's still a kick-ass
I like
workout.
It. It's funny.
Yeah.
I'm in the video the most. Keon does the one. But
I do the 60-minute.
Yeah. And then I was got hyper at the beginning.
And no, I, not I off cookie out. Dough. Apparently.
Yeah, not off cookie dough. I just got hyper off life.
Right. okay, very cool.
Oh, and I'm sorry to all Asians. I make a racial comment.
He does during, make a racial comment.
During one of, I think it's the 15 on the Ning.
Yeah.
There's, I think I make a racial comment.
Oh, yeah,
because
he's squinting into the light. Yeah,
I make a,
you can,
make a,
you can kind of pick it out comment. Yourself. Gosh. All right. I think we covered everything about running basics. Pick some music you like or listen to us while you run. And just go and, like, just figure it out. Focus on your posture and focus on your feet, and you should be good.
Touche.
Touche. Oh, last little second question, last little thing. This is important. If you're running on a treadmill, put the treadmill inclined to at least 2%. You know, you want to know why? That'd be a 2%. You know why?
Why is that, Keon?
Because the world is not flat. The world is on a curve. So if you run on a 0% incline, you're actually running downhill.
Huh.
Yeah. Funky, right?
That is quite weird.
Yes. So, that is that. Taking us out, T?
I was going to take us out with Winter Wonderland, but I feel like I should end with a yawn.
Yawn. All right. We will see you guys tomorrow. Or you will see us, or you're going to hear it.
You can go on Facebook and see us right now.
True.
Our pretty faces.
We are beautiful.
Adonis. Right. Double Adonis.
Talk to you soon. Peace.
He got a glimpse in the bathroom.